Greetings and welcome. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada, and this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. On today's program, some Saint-Saëns, the Baltimore Consort, and yes, the requisite oboe music time. Let's begin with the music of Hector Berlioz. His Symphonie Fantastique, Opus 14, is a programmatic symphony and was written back in 1830. The first performance was at the Paris Conservatoire back on the 5th of December in 1830. He wrote a semi-autobiographical program notes for the piece, and they're quite interesting. They allude to the romantic sufferings of a gifted artist who has poisoned himself with opium because of his unrequited love for a beautiful and fascinating woman. Now, this goes back to his attendance at a performance of Shakespeare's Hamlet. This was on the 11th of September back in 1827. It was then that Berlioz fell in love with the Irish actress Harriet Smithson. Now, she played the role of Ophelia. Now, of his biographer, I'm speaking of Berlioz's biographer, Hugh MacDonald, he wrote of Berlioz's, and I quote, emotional derangement in obsessively pursuing her without success for several years. She refused even to meet him. He sent her numerous love letters, all which were unanswered. But, of course, it did result in some great music. Now, this piece tells the story of an artist's drug-fueled hallucinations, beginning with a ball and a scene in a field, and ending with a march to the scaffold and a satanic dream. Quite a lot in there. And this is a great performance. This is Un Bal. It's the members of the Cleveland Symphony Orchestra with Christopher Donahani conducting. Well, it seems like I believe the music of Hector Berlioz is coming back at us and just saying he's not quite ready yet to give us a performance, but we're going to stick maybe in the theme of Shakespeare, and I'll get a little bit of music, of rock and roll music, why don't we call it, from the Renaissance. And this is going to be an excellent performance while we wait for Berlioz to decide to join the party. This is going to be a great performance by the members of the Baltimore Consort. the Baltimore Consort, and some music from the Renaissance. Kind of makes me feel like dancing. And that comes from their disc Le Rock and Roll. And you're listening to CITR here on 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. And this is Classical Chaos. I'm Marguerite. We're going to move along to some great Canadian musicians who are always pushing the boundaries. And I'm speaking of Quattro Bozzini. Now, they have been an original voice and a strong advocate in new experimental and classical music all the way since 1999. They thrive in the Montreal scene and beyond and do lots of risk-taking experimentation and like to go off the beaten track. They have a very diverse repertoire and had lots and lots of commissions and over 500 premiered works. Where it's a treat today, here they are with part one of The Fairy Ribbon. Thank you. That was part one of The Fairy Ribbon by Rebecca Bruton and a performance by the members of Quattro Bossini. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And why not? Let's continue with a trumpet legend who has played with the likes of Dizzy Gillespie back in the day and Lionel Hampton, a great big band leader. Here is Benny Bailey and A Kiss to Build a Dream On. Thank you. Benny Bailey and A Kiss to Dream or Build a Dream On. And this is Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. And it is that time of the program for Oboe Music Time. Today, some music by Bach. And featuring a member of the oboe family, I'm speaking of the oboe d'amore. Now, it too is a double reed instrument, and it's pitched a minor third below the standard oboe. And it also has an interesting pear-shaped bell and is known for its very sweet lyrical sound. It was very popular during the Baroque era. And so here it is, music by Bach and a great performance by Douglas Boyd, joined by the members of the Chamber Orchestra of Europe. Douglas Boyd, joined by the members of the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, and that was the metal movement, the Larghetto, from Bach's Concerto for Oboe d'Amore and String Orchestra. How beautiful was that? And I have not played some cello music in quite a while, and this comes from a beautiful recording of concertos for cello by Lalo and Saint-Saëns. We are going to hear the final movement from Saint-Saëns' Cello Concerto with Matt Haimovitz performing. Enjoy.
Thank you.
What a conclusion. That was Matt Heimovitz on cello, joined by the members of the Chicago Symphony Orchestra, with James Levine conducting, and the finale, the final movement from Saint-Saëns' Cello Concerto. And we have time for a few more selections. This one is by Emil Waldteufel. Now, he was born in Strasbourg to a Jewish Alsatian family of musicians. The original surname of the family was actually Levy, but his father, Louis, had a respected orchestra, and his brother, Leon, was also a successful performer, and he, in turn, became a very great composer and pianist, performing at one time for the Prince of Wales. This is in fitting to the season. Here is Love and Spring. Well, that definitely is a powerful spring coming on board. That was Emil Waldteufel's Love and Spring and L'Orchestre Philharmonique de Strasbourg. And you're listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. We're going to slow it down just a little bit and enjoy some beautiful harp music by Helen Siemens. This is Voreys Pavane.
Thank you.
two beautiful selections. That comes from Helen Simmons' disc of Beautiful Seasons. We heard Enrico Morricone's The Mission, and before that, a little Forêt's Pavane. And I believe we have time for one more selection. We're going to finish it off with some great music by Uzumi Taiko. Now, Taiko means drum in Japanese, and Uzumi is the Japanese goddess of laughter. Now, this group was formed back in 1989. Now, although the lineup has changed and expanded, they have collaborated with numerous artists over the years and done everything from mainstream rock and pop acts right to Western classical symphonies. Even some Scottish Highland pipers got in the mix, along with a Hammond B3 organ. Don't ask me how that happened. But this selection comes from an early disc called Vancouver Audio Profile. So let us listen to Uzumi Matsuri by Uzumi Taiko. Enjoy. Izumi Taiko. What a great way to end the program. And that was Izumi Matsuri. And you have been listening to Classical Chaos here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada. I'm Marguerite. Thanks for joining me. Till next time. And do stay listening now to Shuk Shukta, Ethiopian News Radio and Culture. That is coming up next.